Rebel Yell Podcast, Trib Live High School Sports Network. We have turned the page. How's that for a visual? We have turned the page from the winter sports season to the spring sports season. This is our first WPIL Baseball Player of the Week. If you follow high school sports, you're familiar with this young man, Ryan Petras. He's a junior at Bethel Park. Pretty darn good football player and even better baseball player. He is our WPIL Baseball Player of the Week. I know the season began a couple weeks ago, but we've been sort of wrapping up the high school basketball season, so this is our first weekend where we're having the softball, baseball players of the week, teams of the week. There you go. Ryan, congratulations on the hot start and the success you had this past week.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You earned it. Let's first start with this little nugget I found. So, as I mentioned, you're a key member of the Blackhawks football team as well as baseball team in the spring. Looking back at this past fall, you were the leading receiver on the Hawks. You were number two on the team in rushing, and you were also the leading scorer. I want to focus on your passing numbers here. 0-for-1 with an interception. Now, I'm not a mathematician. I'm not a math major, but that doesn't sound good. What happened, Ryan?
Well, that was the playoff game against Pine Ridgeland. It was a little toss pass, and I kind of just threw it up there and got intercepted. Actually, freshman year, I did complete a pass.
So, I mean, was it a big one, long one? I mean, you're not going to tell me it was a two-yard net.
It was a little reverse and a little 15-yard pass.
If they wanted to draw something up in the offseason, first of all, you're going to be playing football next year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, you could wing it, right? I mean, you could, if given the time, you could go back here and chuck it, right?
Yeah, I mean, throwing a football is a little different than baseball, but yeah, I could throw it.
All right. There you go. I hope the coaches are listening. But before we focus on baseball, that's why we're here. Though I mentioned the numbers, a successful season for you, 4-6 for the team in the regular season, and then, as you mentioned, the loss to Pine Ridgeland in the playoffs. What was the feeling for you specifically about the Hawks football season?
I feel like we lost a lot of seniors that past year, so right. We were a new, inexperienced team. We had a couple returning starters, but some guys were just getting a feel for it, and I feel like this coming year we're going to have a much better year, and we're gonna surprise a lot of people.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and a lot of times I am. It was your sophomore year you got hurt in football. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was the last game of the regular season. I broke my collarbone.
So everything good there?
Yeah, all healed up.
So you're going to Northwestern to play baseball after next year. You're only a junior. What went into that decision?
Yeah, so I got recruited by the old head coach, and he got let go there. But he recruited me. I just went up there. That was September. I met the new coaching staff. I really love the coaching staff, and obviously I like the academic part of it. And just like the people around there and the campus is beautiful and amazing. So I just fell in love as soon as I saw it.
We see a lot of athletes, and you are a tremendous one, here in southwestern Pennsylvania, and I'm sure in other spots too, who maybe are better at one sport than another, but they all seem to gravitate toward football in the end. You had some offers, especially I saw a lot of interest from Ivy League type schools for football. Was that ever part of the process? Was that ever something you were tempted by, or really, you know, once you hit high school and had the success you did in baseball, was it always going to be baseball at the next level?
Well, I feel like going into high school, I had like my mindset was kind of like, I want to play baseball in college. That's what I was leaning towards. And then the opportunity with Northwestern came my sophomore year. And then I was set on Northwestern, and I still am now. But all of a sudden, these football coaches have been coming in and giving me some offers, and it really, like, changed my opinion on things. And as of right now, I'm still committed to Northwestern, verbally committed. But I'm just keeping my options open with, like, football-wise and seeing what comes and see what's best for me in the future.
So it could change. Again, we're not trying to stir the masses and get everybody excited, but as of now, it's still Northwestern. But again, there's a lot of time before you start your collegiate career, whether it be football or baseball. So give yourself the chance, the opportunity. I mean, people change, you know, the love of a sport changes. So I think that's a smart thing to do. Right now it's Northwestern baseball, but that could always switch. So you Northwestern coaches that are tuned in, you better start making sure that Ryan's a happy camper. All right, let's get to the now. Good start for the Hawks. It was emphasized this past week with a couple of victories over rival Upper St. Clair to get things going as far as section play was concerned. It was tough sledding this week. All kind of rain early part of the week, wiping out just about every game. And then by the time the rain stopped, it sort of turned into snow because the temperature had dropped. Obviously not ideal conditions to play in. You guys played the doubleheader on Wednesday at Wild Things Park, which is good because you don't have to worry about field conditions, even though both the Blackhawks and Panthers play at two of the better fields, natural surface fields in the area. What was that like? We sort of were talking a little bit before we got started about the conditions on Wednesday.
Yeah, so I think the weather was around, it was like around 40 degrees. It was a cloudy day, and the first game was actually pretty nice. Sun came out for a little bit, and then as we got to the second game, it started getting a little darker outside, and the wind kind of picked up, and it got a little colder, a little chilly.
So what do you do? I mean, because, right, it's April, even into May, the weather can change. You could be playing Monday in short sleeves and it's 70 degrees, and then by your Thursday game or Friday non-section game, you know, it's wind chill is like in the low 40s. What do you do as a player to try to block that out or at least be prepared for that as best as possible?
Yeah. The weather here is crazy. So when it's cold, I'm always wearing sleeves, and I always try to, like, moving around and keep my hands in my pockets. I hate being cold playing baseball. It's the worst thing. So I just try to keep moving around.
Now, will you wear a glove, like a batting glove, underneath your glove when it gets a little crisp out?
Nah, just my bare hand.
Okay. All right. You mentioned you're sort of in the, you know, you're playing, your head's in the game. So that helps a little bit, right? You're sort of distracted, not thinking about it. I always feel bad for the poor souls who are sitting there on the bench as reserves. And especially if they're later in the game asked to pinch hit or somehow contribute, those guys, it's gotta be brutal. Were you ever in a situation? I know you've probably always participated, but were you ever in a situation where you were either a spectator or sitting on the bench and you were just like, oh my gosh, this is brutal?
Yeah, my freshman year when I was out a couple games, I would always be bundled up on the bench, freezing. I would wear like three jackets and try to bundle up as best as possible. Yeah, and then when I would go in, if I went in, it was, you had to really warm up a lot and get yourself moving, get the blood flowing.
Yep. That's so true. So nasty cold, but you guys take care of business against Upper St. Clair. Game one, you shut out the Panthers 6-0. You were 3-for-3, double, walk, stolen base. So obviously weather was not affecting you at all. Just talk a little bit about what stood out in that game, that first game against Upper St. Clair for you.
I would say we really brought the energy during the game. We came out real good. And our pitcher Santino Daolis, he pitched great. He went all 7 innings, 0 runs, and yeah, he did a fantastic job just throwing strikes, and we play great defense behind him.
You play up the middle, shortstop, second base. Do you have a preference if it was up to you?
Yeah, I like shortstop better. Just like, okay. I like range, everything, making the throws across, just being like kind of like head of the infield.
And when you call someone off, you want them to listen, right?
Yeah.
Second base, you might not have that that authority. So I got to ask you, because I coached and we played a lot of – I coached games at Perky Field. It's a grass infield and dirt base paths. What's your take? Because when that grass gets thick, man, ground balls can die in there. Do you have to get a feel for how thick that grass is as far as positioning is concerned?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes it could be playing real fast if it's short, and then if it's long, it can be real choppy and just slow the ball down. But lately, our field's been really like wet, so like all the balls have been dying in the grass. So usually I slot up a little bit more, but and then during like the good weather, couple months here, hopefully it gets a little choppy at times, but practicing on the field pretty much every day helps a lot.
I'm going to take Wild Things Park out of this question. What are your three favorite, and Perky as well, we'll take that out as well, three favorite fields in the WPIL to play on?
I would say number one, USC's Boyce Mabee Park. I love that field. It's beautiful. Number two, probably Seneca's all turf field.
Right.
I like turf. And then three, I like Shaler's field.
Matulovic.
Yeah, the ball flies there too. I like it.
So, you mentioned Seneca Valley. You played these games at Wild Things Park, which is all turf. How much of a difference is it for you as far as spin on a ground ball, playing on the artificial surface as opposed to the natural surface?
Yeah, it's way different. I like it a lot more because chances of you getting a bad hopper, like, you really don't get any. And yeah, diving, obviously, and sliding, you slide a lot more. I like it a lot better, and you can skip throws off the turf way better. I just like playing on it way better.
But the, you mentioned the bad hops on some of the natural surfaces, but that's highlight stuff. If you can adjust, you know, like the quick, like a goalie making a save, right? The quick adjustment. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's something to be said for that too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So you mentioned Santino, 7 hits allowed over 7 innings. You guys win 6-0 in game one. Game two, which was almost like an afternoon evening doubleheader, the conditions, you told us the conditions changed. It was much colder, a little windier. Didn't slow you down one iota at the plate. 3-for-4 with a double. Ryan Walsh goes 5 innings, gets the win. Bethel Park sweeps Upper St. Clair, 6-2, the final score. Tell us a little bit about that game.
Yeah, we brought the energy again, played great defense. Ryan Walsh pitched great, and then Dylan Schumacher came in, shut the door. And then, honestly, the best in the game was probably our catcher, Ethan Stanoff. He did an absolute phenomenal job. He threw a couple runners out, did a great job. He swung the bat great.
6-2 following the 6-0 victory over Upper St. Clair, putting you guys – early days in first place in your section with the sweep of the Panthers. Just talk about your hitting early on. Let me get your numbers here. 10-for-17 thus far. I mean, you were near perfect this week going 6-for-7. 10-for-17, you've been walked 4 times. You got a sacrifice fly, .588 batting average, .636 on base percentage, just mind numbing numbers. A couple of doubles, couple RBIs, 9 runs scored, 5 stolen bases, a catalyst for this Hawks offense. How good you seen the ball? And even though the weather hasn't been ideal yet, you definitely seem to have your stroke early on.
Yeah, I've been working a lot in the off season to perfect my craft, and I'm seeing the ball really well now. Just trying to swing at good pitches and just trying to put the ball in play, hit it hard.
Now, how much of because you're playing football in the fall, baseball here in the spring, how much time do you get to work on? Is it summer, you're starting to gear up for football, and then, of course, fall is football season, and then you take the winter to focus on baseball?
Yeah, so usually I finish my summer season around late July, sometimes mid-July. Sometimes I'll go to football when I can this summer when I'm away. And then after that, I put down all my baseball stuff, get ready for football in August. I'm full go in August. And then once football season ends in the winter, I pick it back up. I don't usually swing at all pretty much during football season because I'm all banged up and stuff like that. And then during the winter, I will pick it up again. My sophomore year, I did indoor track, so I did a little running. This past year, I didn't with a little ankle injury. But usually, I pick it up in the winter with indoor track and just trying to get myself going for the spring.
Ankle good now?
Yeah, all good. Just a little sprained ankle.
All right. You mentioned the energy, bringing the energy that you guys were able to do in both victories over USC. To me, that sounds like it sort of starts at the top. I'm a huge fan of your head coach, Patrick Zender. I think he's not only a great baseball mind, he's just a great person overall. Is that where all that energy comes from? Or is, him and his staff doing their thing to prepare you guys and you guys bring the energy amongst yourselves?
Yeah, they always talk about bringing the energy. They prepare us really well for games, all of our coaching staff. And I feel like in the games, we're like, our mindset's kind of different than practice. And once we get going, I think it starts with pregame. We're always yelling, hooting, hollering during our pregame. And sometimes the other team's real quiet and they get a little intimidated. But I feel like that's where it starts. And that helps us get into the game.
The hooting and the hollering, getting it done for the Hawks. You have obviously been a big part of the success in recent years. Two trips to the WPIL championship game, two PIAA state championships. You were part of one your freshman year. Is that something that you guys, now you're a junior, but you're still one of the leaders of this team. Is that something that you guys talk about, not wanting to be the group that sort of drops the ball after all this great success this program has had?
I feel like obviously that's our main goal, to like win the WPIAL and win the state. But I feel like we don't really focus on that. We focus on winning our section first, and then we focus on the game ahead. But that's our main goal ahead. But usually we're focused on the present.
Does it bother, maybe not you, but maybe others, that with all the success that this program has had, that WPIL championship has eluded you guys in recent years?
Yeah, definitely. We really want to get a WPIAL championship, and I feel like we can get one this year. We have a good shot at it.
How tough was it last year? Much anticipated matchup between you guys and the Shaler Titans in the 5A district championship game. Didn't work out for you guys as well. Shaler put it to you and ended up winning not only a WPIAL championship, but they later went on and won a state title. How difficult was that for you guys?
Yeah, it was really heartbreaking at first, but once knowing we were going to states, we kind of try to bounce back from it and just get confidence going into the state playoff games and try to go on a run.
You guys have played six games already, and I say that because there are a lot of teams that don't even have half that many games played. As the season, especially over the next couple of weeks, to me, that's a pretty big advantage. You guys are 2-0 alone in first place in the section. There are a lot of games that haven't been played in the section from this past week, the section series. You guys, again, were able to play your two games with Upper St. Clair. Trinity and Connellsville still need to make up one of their games, and Peters Township, South Fayette, I'm not sure, we're taping this on Saturday, might be playing two on Saturday. You guys have South Fayette coming up. They've only played one game coming into Saturday. Is that a big advantage for you guys that you have been able to get your games in?
Yeah, I feel like getting that in-game experience really helps us, because we're supposed to play on Tuesday and Wednesday against South Fayette, and we're supposed to, like, they can't make up that game. So whether or not Peters and South Fayette get their game in, we're ready to play and we're ready to go.
All right. Yeah, I mean, and they're not the only ones. I mean, there's up and down the district. It was a rough week to get games in. You guys were fortunate. You thrived, and you are our player of the week because of your tremendous week, this doubleheader that you had against Upper St. Clair. All right, let's before we get to some of the other questions, I do want to mention we talked about some Ivy League schools that are interested. Northwestern, one of the great academic schools in the nation. 4.2 grade point average. Again, with all the athletic activities you have going on, no matter what time of year, between football and baseball, it's got to be tough. You got to make sacrifices to be able to thrive in the classroom as well. Is it all about, you know, putting the time in, and not only in athletics, but also in your schoolwork?
Yeah, definitely. You really got to prioritize things. Like, as soon as I get home from practice, studying, doing my homework, getting it all done. And then once I get that out of the way, I can either go practice some more, whatever I'm doing, or just relax at home. But yeah, just prioritizing getting your work done on time, I feel like, is the best advice.
Well done. Well done on both aspects. In the classroom and on the athletic field, you have, we wish you well in continuing to master both. All right, let's get some fun questions now. Are you a big social media guy?
Yeah, I got social media.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's your favorite platform?
I like Instagram.
What do you do? I mean, do you participate, or are you more just checking out stuff?
Yeah, I got a couple of posts out there, but I like scrolling through Instagram Reels. It's like short videos. They're right. Kind of, yeah, I like that.
So what are some of the things that you've done?
Like, what do you mean?
You said you've posted some, but you do more viewing than posting. Have you done anything crazy or anything that you've posted to social media that you may someday regret?
No, not really. I mean, I just post some sports pictures, like my friend's homecoming stuff like that. So nothing major.
You're not out there kicking 70-yard field goals, you know, on Instagram. Okay.
Maybe one day.
Who knows? dream vacation.
I would like to go to probably Italy.
Oh, very nice. Why is that?
I've never been to Europe or outside the country, so I'd just like to check it out. One of my friends went there, so I feel like it'd be pretty cool.
One of my three sons went there and had nothing but great things to say about it. So it's not going to drive me to go over the pond, but that's to each his own. What about meals? Now, you know, I mean, you got to eat, right? Mm-hmm. What if you had to pick a favorite meal? If this was like Ryan Petras Day, and really, to be honest with you, now that you're player of the week, you should be honored. You know, the cafeteria gals at Bethel Park should be gathering and checking to see what you like all week so that you get the proper pampering that you deserve. So what would be your favorite meal or two if you want to expand it?
I would say my mom's French toast or my grandma's French toast is really good.
And now, did mom steal it from grandma?
Probably, yeah.
That's her mom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah, she stole it. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then probably I'm a big fan of Chick-fil-A mac and cheese. And I love steak. That's my two favorite foods.
Mac and cheese and steak are your two favorite foods?
Yep.
So how do you like your steak?
Medium.
Okay, yeah. I'm a medium well. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a difference, but we're on the same page. Pizza guy, I assume?
Yeah, I love pizza.
What's your favorite topping? Or toppings?
Pepperoni, definitely.
pepperoni. And anything else?
Nope, just pepperoni.
What's one thing that, you know, if you if you and your buddies, excuse me, hanging out, hey, let's get a pie. And, you know, they start ripping off, hey, put this on, hey, put this on. What is one thing that if somebody suggests, you'd say, no, can't have that?
Anchovies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm there with you. All right, let's go into the desserts because that's my sweet spot. What's your favorite dessert?
Brownies.
Now, do you like, that's interesting. Do you like icing on your brownies or no icing?
A little bit of icing, I'd say.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
Because my grandmother back in the day would make, and she would put powdered sugar on it, and it was delicious. Mm-hmm. But my one relative now does the icing, and I love that too. So I guess you can't go wrong, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too much of a picky eater. I kind of eat whatever, but yeah, brownies are my favorite. Whatever is on.
Cookies. What's your favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip or snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle's good. Now, do you like the soft chocolate chip or the hard, crunchy chocolate chip?
Soft, definitely.
All right. Milkshakes. Favorite flavor in milkshake?
Vanilla. Plain guy, vanilla.
Do you like the, I don't even know if they're still out now, in March with St. Patrick's Day, they have the Shamrock Shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Shamrock Shake guy?
Not really, honestly. I'm not too much of a mint guy. It's okay.
I'm not either. I love the Shamrock Shakes, but I agree with you. I'm not like my wife likes mint chocolate chip ice cream, and I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's green, it reminds me of a vegetable, and that's not gonna work. Which team will win a playoff game or series next? Steelers, Pirates, Penguins. Which one will win a series for the Penguins and Pirates or a game in the Steelers' case?
Pirates. Again with the Pirates. Yep. Off to a hot start.
Chris Lackner, jump in here real quick. Larry? Yes. All right, my lemming friend. Thank you very much. Are they going to do it this year? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, this year.
Oof, okay. You know, sometime in the fall, when you're one of our football players of the week, and I have you on, and the Pirates finish fourth, you know what the first thing I'm going to bring up is.
I know.
Okay.
It's not going to happen, though, so.
All right. And hey, you know what? And if it does happen, then I'll have a nice big bowl of crow right here. Hobbies. Do you have any hobbies?
I just started picking up skiing. I'm a big fan of ping pong and pickleball.
Pickleball. What was the other one?
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like ping pong. Mm-hmm. I like ping pong. You think you could beat me in ping pong?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. and the first one was skiing. Where did that come from?
A lot of my friends ski, and last year was the first time I skied, and I really enjoyed it. And I went back up this winter, and I really liked it.
So where'd you go?
Seven Springs.
All right. Yeah. Seven Springs is down, I believe. I don't think it's up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just a little geographical clarification there. But I think, right? Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Now I'm starting to doubt myself. Wow. So, had you ever skied before when you were younger?
I skied once when I was probably like 7 or 8, but not since.
Wow.
Here.
Be careful. The slopes can get a little dangerous.
My parents always tell me.
Yeah. Parents are smart. Superstitions. You got any superstitions when it comes to baseball?
Not really. Sometimes when I'm like putting like my helmet or my batting gloves on. Sometimes I put it on in a certain order. Or I never step in the lines of a baseball field, but not really too superstitious.
So when you go up to the plate, do you do a certain tap routine, like tap, like?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how I'm feeling. Like if I'm ready to go, I really just step in the box. But if I need a swing or so, it really depends.
The pitch clock for Major League Baseball, you like it or you don't like it?
I like it. It speeds up the game a little bit.
How can you not like it? I mean, the nonsense of, you know, the constant after every pitch, the adjusting of batting gloves. And, I mean, it was getting to the point where it was becoming a tough watch. And I absolutely love it. One of the great rule changes in any sport in recent years. All right, finally, got your phone. Where's your phone? Oh, you're using it. Okay. Yeah. So if I come to the Petras house and take your phone and drive off, how long before you start getting the shakes or the heebie-jeebies?
I think I can make it like a week.
Whoa. Very nice.
Yeah. Just get in the outdoors a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I could do it.
Good.
I mean, it would definitely be different, but I think I could do it.
I've had a couple of young athletes on here that I've asked them the same question, and they're like, oh, maybe an hour or two. I mean, it's kind of sad, but I get it because, you know, I mean, there's just so much you can do on them. So.
Yeah.
But that's good. Kudos to you for that as well. All right, Ryan, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the hot start. You have had great success so far. You're well on your way to having another successful season. Stay healthy. Good luck to you and the Blackhawks here in 2024.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Ryan. Take care.
Thanks.
Ryan Petras of Bethel Park, only junior, so he'll be dominating the diamond for another year plus, and also coming back for football, maybe not right now. Northwestern for baseball is what he is saying, but that could always change. So here on our Player of the Week podcast, we're going to take a look, update things in the top three classifications, 6A, 5A, 4A. We'll look at the other three in our Team of the Week podcast for baseball. Again, we're doing this on Saturday, so there are games being played Saturday. Some games are going to have to be made up sooner than later that weren't played this week because it was a rough weather week. Right now, Seneca Valley, they got all their games in against Alderdice in Section 1 6A, so they are on top. They won all three, by the way. 3-0. Are the Raiders leading Section 1. 3-0, the Hempfield Spartans, they swept their series with Central Catholic, so they lead the way in Section 2. Section 1 of Class 5A, Plum and Franklin Regional are at the moment 2-0. Penn Trafford is 2-1. Some doubleheaders are scheduled for Saturday in that section. Bethel Park leads Section 2 at 2-0. Trinity at this point is 1-0, having knocked off Connellsville. South Fayette Peters Township, again, at some point, are going to have to get their games in. I would imagine they're playing one of those games in the chill on Saturday. Section 3, Moon defeated Shaler. The second game still to be played. Mars and West Allegheny split. This Section 3 and 5A is by far one of the top sections in the district. It was a great race last year. Will again this year. North Hills and Newcastle coming into Saturday still had to play their two games. 4A, Section 1, no section games had been played. Section 2, Latrobe defeated Laurel Highlands in their section opener. That's the only section game to be played in Section 2, Class 4A. Section 3, West Mifflin defeated Elizabeth Forward. Again, the only game to be played this week. And in Section 4, Knock defeated Highlands. Game 2 is yet to be played. Hampton and North Catholic were able to get their two games in. The Talbots and the Trojans split those two games. So it's early days of section play, plus the fact some sections started last week. All were underway now, but this week it was just brutal weather-wise. Thanks to Ryan Petrus of Bethel Park, the junior, is our first edition player of the week. Many more to follow. Thanks to Chris Lackner as well. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us. It's the Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.